Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Voice your opinion on the topic for today. And we'll go from there. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Now, guys, today's Monday. I know a lot of you guys are listening via your cell phone, and those that are listening via the internet, online, on my show page. I just want to thank you guys for listening in on a Monday. I know it's kind of tough for me to get people to listen in on Monday. I tell you, Monday and Friday are the toughest days to get people to listen. But I see by my studio switchboard that there are quite a few people that are involved in listening to the show. those of you who are online at Blog Talk Radio on my show page, just keep listening in. And if you want to call into the show at any time, call 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Go into your Facebook account. Go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do what you do there on Facebook. Become a friend of the show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Also, guys, I know I talked on Friday about a recipe involving a vegetable called kale. Now, I told you guys about the recipe, and the actual name of it is caldo verde. That's some kind of French stuff, but C-A-L-D-O-V-E-R-D-E, caldo verde, okay, and it's made with kale. It takes about 30, 40 minutes to prepare total. And in 30 or 40 minutes, you have a meal for your family to enjoy. Excuse me. Now, I put the recipe up on my blog. If you guys want to go look at the recipe and write it down, or I believe you can print it. And you can use this also once you do that and prepare it and eat it and all. Please go back to the blog and comment on it. Let me know what you thought about it, if it was good, if it was bad, indifferent, whatever. Just go back and comment about the recipe. And the recipe can be found on my blog at, just go online and search for funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Funnyhead, FUNNYHEADSBLOG, funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. All right? So, again, funnyheadsblogspot. I can't get it together. funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. That's it. All right, and you'll find the recipe there. Now let's get into the show, guys. Today's show is, are NBA refs getting paid off? Now, the reason I'm doing this show is because I watched the game on Saturday, the game between the Heat and the Pacers. Now, I got so upset on Saturday about the referees, that I said I'm gonna go in hard on Monday, and punch him in the mouth. I was telling my wife, I said, man, if I had a voice that I could go out there and talk about these refs, I would. She said, you got a radio show? Like off, hit my head. Oh my God, I do. Got 5,000 people listening to my show at any point. So here's the deal. Are NBA refs getting paid off? Now, I think that they do have a hard job. They do have to make, you know, critical decisions, point-blank decisions, and all this. At the same time, they're not consistent. Okay, they're not consistent. And when you do that, when you start to try to control the game by your referees, that takes the, what do you call it, the pureness out of the game, okay? It takes the players out of the game. It takes the fans out of the game at some point, and it takes the viewers out of the game as well. And because there's so much money in sports today, that I believe that these refs are being paid off to push these games, these series, to seven games. This series to seven games. The money from TV ad, TV commercials, and all this stuff that they're gonna get is crucial, I guess, to their well-being. So they have these refs push these series to seven games. Now I have a caller that's been up on the show for a little while that looks like they want to talk on the show. From the 706 area code, the first three digits are 416. From the 706 area code, the first three digits are 416. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams.
Morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Morning, Frank.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Frank?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank, Zeke Parks Island.
Yeah, Zeke, what's going on, bud?
Hey, I'd like to call in today. The integrity of the game itself, I think, is being in jeopardy. I think what you have nowadays, Frank, is you don't no longer have the marquee matchup with the Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, Carl Malone, those guys to keep the ratings up. So I think what we have here is, you know, you got one team with the players LeBron, Wade, Bosh, and another no-name team pretty much. So I think in order to make sales and everything go a lot further, I think the referee has to come into play here. You know, I hate to say it, but I think Vegas and everybody, bookies, is probably down with this series and overall in the NBA. You know, I don't think they know where near the rate that probably the NFL are drawing nowadays. So they have to do something in order to try to keep the audience attention along with get revenue generated.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I think so too. And you know, because of that, you know, for a little while there after Jordan left the league, because there was so much crap going on, they, you know, they lost a lot of people, you know, watching basketball, and they probably lost a lot of advertisers as well.
Yes, because if you look at everything there, being marketed so heavy around the NFL, you know, it's nothing like NFL going into the playoffs and Super Bowl Sunday. You know, that's the only sport venue out there can call shut down Sunday. You know, shut down everything. Got the whole United States and all your foreign countries locked in on the NFL. The NBA had that when Michael was out playing and pretty much so, but all that has diminished over the last 10 or 15 years if you look back.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because, you know, you heard, you know, you got a few referees that got in some serious trouble about, you know, about throwing games and different stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of people got, you know, got turned off with the NBA from some of that stuff. And then now with some of this stuff happening to me now, it's just my opinion that they, you know, they going down the exact same road that they did a few years ago.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Frank. It just is, you know, the integrity is not there. Like I said, you get a bad call and the referee dictates the outcome of the game, and now you got a game 7 coming up tonight. With all the money that's been spent just on the Miami Heat, it should be a no contest. Should have been over at the best 5-game series, probably, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so before I let you go, Zeke, who you got tonight?
I'm going with Andy Hill tonight.
Okay.
The Pacers. So I'm going
to go ahead and go with the Pacers tonight.
Yep.
Okay. All right, now, so if your team, the Pacers, meet up with the Spurs in the finals, who you got in the finals?
I got the Spurs. Tim Duncan is 4-0 in the final appearance. And so I'm going to go with the old man one more time, just like we just went with Ray Lewis. I'm going to go out with Tim Duncan and Parker.
Yeah. Okay, Zeke, hey, I appreciate the call, man. Keep listening to the show. I appreciate you listening.
Okay, man, have a good one.
All right, take care. So, guys, that's, you know, you heard it right there, is that, you know, the integrity of the game is being compromised by the referees. And when that happens, you not only lose fans, you start to lose advertisers, all this kind of stuff. And, to me, they used to say stuff about, oh, the ref didn't make that call, he all hung up in the game. Well, you know, that was back in the day. That's how things happen. You know, nowadays, they got all this little ticky-tack stuff, and, you know, if you push somebody, you get thrown out of the game, you might get ejected, you might get suspended for the next game. And the game is just being chopped down so much now that, you know, the fans, like myself, are starting to push back from these NBA games. I understand the business side of it. I understand that, you know, they have to make money in order to keep the league going. I understand that. But when you then you look back on it, you can say, man, as much as they fine these guys, as much money as they take from these NBA players and the money they generate through TV and advertising and all this stuff, man, they should be gigantic. And they are. But they're getting even more greedier. And, you know, now you got people, you know, like just like the caller said, just like Zeke said, you got people in Vegas that got their hand in the cookie jar now because they got a lot of money on the line. Okay? So that makes it tough on us, the fans, to believe that, you know, things are going the way they should go, if you understand me there. Because if you got players out there that's playing their hardest and they're going up and down the floor, whoever at the end of the night, whoever's got the most points, going to win the game. The referees coming into the game is just a way. You know, they used to say that the playoffs, you know, you got to get ready for the playoffs. None of those ticky-tack fouls and stuff like that going to be called in the playoffs. So you're going to have to be hard. You're going to have to be ready when the playoffs come. But it's not like that, okay? It seemed like Saturday and this whole series is that they've been calling so many ticky-tack fouls that you're taking the players out of the game, okay? You're taking the players out of the game. I know Indiana play a physical, hard-nosed game, but I believe that Miami can do the same thing. Now, they knew that if they took Birdman out of the picture, that Miami virtually would have no chance of winning without him and, you know, Wade on the blink, Bosch is on the blink, you know. And so that's the deal. Now, come tonight, Birdman will be back. You know, I got to disagree with Zeke here. I'm going to go with Miami tonight. Not only are they at home, but I think they're going to come out firing on all cylinders and put Indiana in a big predicament where the coach is going to start to change his game plan to try to counteract what the Heat is going to be doing tonight. We're going to keep an eye on it, but we'll know what the outcome is about 11 o'clock tonight. We'll know who won and who lost and who's going to be in the finals. But anyway, you know, the title of the show is, are NBA refs getting paid off. And I believe that they are. You know, we may not know it now, just like before. We may not know it now, but a few years down the road, an investigation will be launched, and we'll find out that the referees from some of these games were being paid under the table. And that's a sad situation for not only the referees, for sports, but most of all, for you and me, the fans that pay these guys salaries. And we come to see, we sit down to see a great game from some great players. And when the NBA refs start to get in the game and start to change the game, and you can see it, especially if you played the game, you can see it. You can see what happened. Y'all with me? Excuse me. So that's the deal with me. And I'm gonna go a little further with this. I've already put together an email to send to the NBA. I've already I'm in the process of putting together a letter to send to the NBA. I don't care if they tear it up, throw it away, or whatever. I'll get satisfied because I at least sent the letter, because I at least sent the email. And if you guys would do the same, maybe they'd start to look at what's going on. But when people are greedy and hungry about money, and they figure out ways to get money, they're going to get it. I don't care whose expense it might take, but they're going to get it. And the expense is yours and mine. We, the fans, are the ones who are getting the shaft right here. Okay? And so you know, that's the deal. That's what's going on. And to me, the NBA refs are probably getting paid. If you know one of these refs personally, you talk to them personally, they probably told you that they do things to change the game. Okay? And I was talking to a young lady on Facebook yesterday, and she was saying that, you know, don't blame the refs. You know, LeBron didn't have any help. He didn't have Wade. He didn't have Bosh. He didn't have the Birdman. Well, that's all well and good. But at the same time, if you're going to step in there and start calling these ticky-tack fouls and start calling obvious fouls, then that's going to change the game. LeBron can't do it by himself. I know that. You know that. But at the same time, he can't do it by himself. And then he got to play against the referees. That's a total lose-lose situation. So, young lady, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, you know, the referees are part of the game. You have to have them. But, man, they should at least try not to dictate the way the game's going to go. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's, you know, that it's a problem with me. It's a problem with me. It's hard for the refs to do it in football simply because football's got instant replay. And the coach has the ability to throw the red flag on the field and get them to look at the play. If they made a bad call, they'll change it. That doesn't happen in basketball. Okay? That doesn't happen in basketball. So, you know, another thing that got to me over the weekend, you guys may or may not have heard this, but the center for the Pacers, Roy Hibbert, they fined, the NBA fined Roy Hibbert $75,000 for supposedly making a gay slur. Y'all know what his gay slur was? Y'all know what his blood. Y'all know what his gay slur was? He was talking about something on that happened on the floor, and he said, "No homo. No homo." All right, now you guys probably say that a lot. You probably heard that. You probably said it before. I said it before. And, you know, you get fined $75,000 for saying no homo. And Nike just kept saying it over and over again. Now, he also cursed out one of the reporters in the post-game interview. But that seemed to be okay. But when he said no homo, that requires a $75,000 fine. Now, $75,000 is a lot of money, even to a millionaire like Roy Hibbert. But he probably got that money in the bank. So it's no problem. But for me, I don't care if I do have the money in the bank. You gonna find me for saying no homo? But you're not gonna find me for calling one of the reporters a MF live on TV. Something wrong with America these days, y'all. And Bernie Mac used to say it, something wrong. But I ain't scared. I'm going to say what I want to say on my show. And you can call in and say what you want to say on my show. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 2 or 3 for half hour. Tomorrow.
Taking up my time.